question was asked, when we view what's happening politically today or what's happened in world history, do we assume that everything that happened is from Hashgacha Pratit? So there are multiple opinions, but the generally accepted opinion is that Hashem is guiding what's happening in the world. There's always that element of Bchira Chofshit, where Hashem says it's up to you. And we don't know what was left up to us and what wasn't. David HaMelech hears that King Saul wants to kill him, so David runs. Why is he running? If Hashem wants him alive, he'll live. If Hashem wants him dead, he'll die. Well, maybe Hashem says it's up to you. If you'll run hard enough, you'll live, and if you don't, you'll die. We don't know. We don't know what Hashem's plan is, but we do know that Hashem gave us a responsibility to do Hishtadlut. When we look at the outcome, we say, obviously Hashem allowed that to happen, sometimes caused that and sometimes allowed that, depending on whether there was an element of Bchira Chofshit where Hashem said it's up to you, or Hashem was guiding it directly. But at any rate, we say Hashem did allow it to happen or cause it to happen, so we have to deal with that. Sometimes we look at things that we're unhappy with and we understand that was a punishment. Sometimes we look at things that we thought were terrible and we see they turned out for good, and we see Hashem was watching us, protecting us, where we didn't know better. We don't know. We definitely do our hishtadlut, and that's why it's important that every person goes vote, and every person votes for whatever they believe will be the best for Am Yisrael. We have to try and impact the outcome for the best possible outcome, and that's our responsibility. A person can't say, you know, I won't bring the food to my mouth, but I won't die, because if Hashem wants me to live, I'll live. You have a responsibility to do your thing. And just like you have to bring the food to your mouth, and you have to masticate, and then you have to digest, by the same token, you have to do certain hishtadlut. Hashem said, I created a world where it's up to you to work to make it work out right. And Hashem does not say, if you don't do your end, I'll take over for you. You can just sit back and everything will work out right. Hashem says, you got to do yours. It's true that greater people have greater hashgacha pratit. And Avraham Avinu can throw sand, and that's his hishtadlut, and the sand and can turn... the sand and the sticks can turn into spears and can kill the enemy. But the average person won't succeed by throwing sand, right? So we don't have that level of Hashgacha Pratit. And yet, we say that Hashem is guiding the outcome, and at the same time, He's giving us potential to affect it for better. That's where our Bchira Chofshit plays in. Our potential to affect it is limited, and that Hashem is going to govern how things will play themselves out. But within its realm, which remains undefined, we don't know what that realm is. Meaning we don't know which things we can attempt and will change the outcome and won't. But within that realm, we have to try. Look at Joseph's brothers. They try to sell him to Egypt, and that's what brings him to the throne, right? So they try. Yaakov tries to give Yosef preferential treatment, and that's what gets him sold into slavery. So they're attempting to do things, and those attempts are actually what served to continue propagating Hashem's plan. They're not successful. The Egyptians say, we will ensure that the Jews won't procreate. And in fact, their acts are what propelled the Jews to become a great nation. So there is this overall plan, and Hashem is guiding history in a certain direction. We do our hishtadlut, and yet we do view the outcome as Hashem's hand that brought about that outcome.